One Navy officer has been stripped of his command, another is to be punished over repeated incursions into Indonesian territorial waters by border protection patrols. The Chief of Navy says the actions against seven commanders in total are not punitive, but are designed to uphold professional standards. The revelation that Australian ships entered Indonesian waters on six occasions in December and January added further pressure to strained diplomatic relations. The Professor of National Security at the Australian National University, Michael Wesley, says the strong sanctions against the Navy commanders should, in part, be read as a message to Indonesia. Professor Wesley spoke to Naomi Woodley in Canberra.
Look, I think a lot of it should be interpreted as a signal to Indonesia. The fact that it was Australia that notified Indonesia that the incursions had been made in the first place, I think signalled an intent on the part of the government to demonstrate to the Indonesian government that it is being forthright, it is being honest, it is not keeping any secrets about these issues. And I think this latest development can be interpreted very much along those lines as well.
Would such serious action have been taken if the relationship and if about asylum seeker policy wasn't so fraught to begin with?
Possibly not. I think that the Australian government is signalling what looks like a new era in Australia-Indonesia relations, in which we act forthrightly and keep no secrets from each other, and I think in this case probably tolerate no mistakes that impinge on each other's sovereignty.
There have, of course, been troubles about the broader issue of asylum seeker policy and the differences of opinion between Australia and Indonesia on that. But how much of a setback in the relationship was this specific set of incidences of these border incursions?
Look, not a great deal. I think we have to take it in the context of the entire situation in relation to Indonesia, in which an Indonesian government had signalled its, you know, displeasure at the turn back the boat policy. And then, of course, we had the outcome of the Snowden leaks, which just simply added fuel to the fire. It was a damaged relationship to begin with. So I think without those surrounding contexts, the brief incursions into Indonesian waters by Australian naval vessels wouldn't have been seen as a very serious breach at all.
In terms of the broader relationship between Indonesia and Australia in repairing it after those circumstances that you set out there, where are those negotiations up to from your point of view?
Look, I think the last major development was the request by the Indonesian government that the Australian government work through a code of conduct and negotiate a code of conduct on bilateral relations with it. My impression is that work is progressing on that, but probably not going at a great rate. Of course, we're in the middle of an Indonesian election campaign. The current president, probably the current foreign minister of Indonesia, will no longer be in their positions by the end of the year. And so probably there is a pragmatic view on the part of the Australian government that hastening slowly on this is probably a good policy.
The last update I think we had from the Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, was that Australia was still waiting for a formal response to its first draft of that code. Should that be expected at all before those presidential elections?
Look, it quite possibly will be. Of course, there seems to be a lot on the foreign policy agenda of Indonesia at the moment. We've seen somewhat of a rise in tensions with China over some territories in the South China Sea. There's also the full gamut of Indonesia's foreign policy. So possibly we'll see a response before the election, but I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't.
Australia's policy to stop asylum seeker boats arriving in Australia has been successful. There hasn't been a boat arrival in many months. Does that help Australia in trying to normalise relations with Indonesia?
Look, I certainly think that if the current policy leads to an end to people actually attempting the voyage from Indonesia to Australia, then that will have a remarkable positive effect on repairing the relationship. If there are no boats setting out, there will be no boats to turn back. And I think that's the government calculation at this stage. They're hoping that by approaching this in a robust manner, that they actually stop the flow of boats that caused the problems in bilateral relations to start with.
Will the end of the monsoon season give us a better interpretation of how that policy has actually worked or not?
Yeah, that's correct. I think once the monsoon season's over, that you take out those climatic issues that often interfere with the flow of asylum seeker traffic, and we'll see just how effective this policy has been.
Professor Michael Wesley speaking to Naomi Woodley.